How to make a man trust and open up to you. Do you have a man who is being reluctant? You feel that he's reluctant to actually open his heart to share with you how much he cares, or he's maybe holding back from actually wanting to have a relationship with you out of fear, out of not wanting to get hurt again. Maybe he's had bad experiences in the past, and you would love him to open up, to desire a relationship with you, to want to commit, and get him to be authentic and vulnerable with you as well. Well, in this training, we're going to be covering that. So I'm Brody Boyd, in case you don't know me already. And for over 20 years combined, me and my wife, Antia, have been helping thousands of successful women all over the world to get a loving, long-term, and committed relationship with the man they want fast. So let's go ahead and dive right into this. So here's what happens when a man is holding back because he's been hurt in the past. And this is usually why. Let's say a man had an ex-wife or an ex-girlfriend who traumatized him. Maybe she took away the kids from him. She divorced him. She cheated on him. Or she was just mentally, emotionally, potentially physically abusive as well. He may be reluctant to get into another relationship, understandably. So how do you get him to open up and actually want a relationship with you? And not just want a relationship, but want to devote himself to you, want to open his heart to you, want to fall in love with you deeply and try again, maybe commit, maybe get married again. So how you're going to do that is by you first opening up yourself and being vulnerable yourself. That's going to build trust. And I'm going to teach you how to do that in just a moment. But you're going to want to open up and share your authentic, vulnerable, feminine heart with this man. Because here's the thing. You can't change him. All you can control is yourself and how you show up in the relationship. By you showing up as your best, most feminine, vulnerable self, you're going to inspire him to want to open up himself, to devote to you, to care about your heart, to want to engage in a relationship with you, because he's not going to want to lose you from his life. He's going to feel that strong connection, that strong pull, and he's going to do whatever it takes to make you happy because he wants to make you happy at that point. He wants to open up. He wants to move past his demons, his blocks, his barriers, so that he can be the best man for you. So the way you want to do this is start in your interactions with him, in your communication with him, being more vulnerable and sharing your feelings. So how that would look like is you want to start by sharing in a feminine way. You would say something like, "May I share something with you?" He'll say, "Sure." Say, "I feel fear." He's going to say, "Why do you feel fear?" "I feel fear because I'm afraid that because of your last relationship and how bad it was that you told me, that you may not want to ever have another relationship again." That's a real vulnerable statement because you're basically showing him your cards. You're saying like, I'm like interested in you. I'd like a relationship with you potentially. I'm having emotions come up because I'm afraid you may not be ready for that. And that's a totally justifiable fear to have, especially if this is someone you're starting to like or you've been dating for a while. Maybe even, you know, you've had sex with them. Hopefully you haven't, because you always want to wait until you're in a committed, exclusive, devoted relationship with a man before you have sex. Otherwise it's going to be very hard to get him to that place of wanting to devote to you. So you're going to share that with him, and now he is going to be able to see your heart. He's getting a glimpse into your heart, and he's going to say, "Wow, that's vulnerability. I can feel connected to that." And part of him likely is going to actually long to want to connect to you in that way and to want to open up his heart to you as well. At the very least, he's going to want to help you with your feelings, and he's going to want to say something like, "Thanks for sharing. Thanks for being open with me." Or he'll just say like, "Wow, you know, I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to feel fear. I mean, yeah, I had a horrible relationship, and yeah, I am afraid of getting in a relationship." So he'll already probably start to open up to you to some extent. Like, "Yeah, I am afraid also of getting into a relationship. I feel fear too. But I believe I can move past it. I believe I want to move past it. It's not going to be with me forever. And yeah, I'll be open with you about that. And it probably will be a process for me, but I want to be open with you where I'm at in the process and hopefully move past some of those things. Cause I don't want to be that way my whole life." So he'll say something like that. You guys can have a conversation about it. It'll open up a beautiful conversation. And of course you can appreciate him for opening up and say, "Thank you. You know, I feel your heart. I feel great that you've shared that with me." So now you're also being vulnerable by sharing your positive emotions, your vulnerable feminine appreciation, which is going to make him feel really great for opening up. So you're rewarding the behavior you want to see more of. It's building now a reciprocal trust within him of like, wow, I open up, I share some of my feelings, I share where I'm at, and she's like, she likes it. She feels good about it. Like, I want to do that more often. I want to make her happy. So you're creating this beautiful upward spiral of vulnerability potentially in your connection with him. And so you can share other things that come up around that as well. And you can ask him questions and you say, may I ask more about your last relationship? Or may I ask why the relationship ended? Or may I ask what happened that hurt you so bad or that you felt hurt by? It's depending on what he's shared. So you can inquire more questions. That's not going to hurt anything to inquire more questions and to hear from him. Because it could also just be in your head that you feel like, oh, he's been so traumatized. He's never going to want another relationship. So you want to actually explore that and get to see if your beliefs are totally unfounded. And then, of course, whenever emotions do come up, you can share that. And now here's another key. You don't know exactly where he is and where he stands and if he wants to get married again or if he wants to explore a relationship with you. But you can share with him some of those thoughts as well. So you want to share your feelings. You could also share some of your thoughts. So you can share something like when you said, I feel fear, or I feel anxiety. And he say, why is that? And you say, because I'm telling myself a story that you had such a horrible relationship with your ex that you may never want to have another relationship again. And that's a vulnerable statement as well. But you're just telling him a story. I'm telling myself a story. Or you could say a part of me is thinking or part of me is feeling. And that makes it easier for him to digest because it doesn't sound like you're like accusing him, like, are you ever going to want to have a relationship again? Am I wasting my time here? Like, why, like, how do I know that you're capable of this? So you're more like just your friend, femininely being open, sharing what the thoughts are that you're having in your head, the parts of you are feeling. And he gets to hear that and be like, no, that's totally not true. Depending on if it's not true, he'd be like, no, that's totally not true. Like, I do want to have another relationship, or I am open to a relationship, or I want to get there to where I can have a relationship. Or he'll say like, yeah, I do have a lot of hangups around relationships right now. I am afraid of getting another relationship. He might not say I'm afraid, but he, depending on his level of, you know, this could be a gradual process of how much he opens up, but you still want to lead with vulnerability. You want to be the first to be vulnerable, ideally. So you're encouraging that within him. I don't want to say lead, but you're inspiring him. And so he may say, I'm not ready. I am not ready. And that's, you got to be detached from the outcome. You're just sharing. You're just doing the best you can control, which is yourself. You're being feminine. You're being vulnerable. And the cards fall where they may. You commit to the process, but let go of the outcome. The cards fall where they may. You're detached from the outcome. And he's going to do with it what he does. And he's going to feel what he feels. And he's going to react how he reacts. And he may not be ready. And he may say, yeah, I'm not ready for a relationship now. And now that's up to you. Now you can say, well, I feel... May I share another feeling I have with you? And he'll say, sure. I feel sad. Well, why is that? Because I do see you as being someone I would like to have a relationship with. I could see myself having a relationship, and now I feel that may not be possible. I see you as being someone I would like to have a long-term relationship with potentially. And now I feel like that may, or I'm telling myself a story that may not be possible. And then he'll get to react to that as well and say, because see, what you're doing in this moment is you're continuing to share. You're speaking up in the moment. You're sharing vulnerably. And often he's getting to actually glimpse into your inner workings of your heart and your mind by sharing the stories and sharing your feelings. And now he's getting to feel connected to you. He's getting inspired to want to help and devote himself to you and be your hero. And or he may not. Or he may just say, yeah, I'm not ready for a relationship. Like, if you want to just hook up, friends with benefits, I'm totally good with that, but I'm just no way I'm looking for a relationship right now. You share your emotions, how that makes you feel. He either, you know, is inspired by those and says, you know, I want to help you to feel good. I want to potentially explore opening myself up to a relationship again. Like, that's a possibility for me. Or he may not. And so it's either way, you're opening up a great conversation. It may be ongoing, but you also have to be willing at some point, if you've shared your emotions several times and he keeps saying, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, you need to have to be willing to set a boundary with yourself and say, I need to be in a situation where it can lead to a long-term relationship. And I don't feel like this is the situation for that, for me. And you need to be willing to walk away. You need to be willing to detach. And that's how you're showing your feminine self-worth, your feminine value, that you're willing to walk away and let it go, which says, I'm a worthy woman. I do have standards. I'm not going to just be strung along for days, weeks, months, decades, wondering if you're going to change or if something's going to become, because I have needs and I have desires. And I desire to have a loving, long-term, committed relationship. And based on what you shared, you've told me that you're not ready for that. And so I feel I need to move on. I need to move on. And you have to let it go. So that's the other possibility, that eventually you may just have to say, he is too damaged. He's not ready. He's not wanting that. And you have to accept that. And you have to be willing to set a boundary with yourself. That's not the right situation for you, as tough as it can be. But you have to maintain your own value and you have to be willing to move on. And that could also be the very thing that makes him say, like, no, I don't want to lose you. I want to commit. I'm ready. Because you're not setting an ultimatum here. You're setting an ultimatum with yourself. You're setting a boundary with yourself. So you're not actually putting anything on him or telling him what to do or trying to change him. You're just changing yourself. You're just setting a boundary with yourself. Now you have to move on. And he's either inspired to like follow you or say, no, I want you, or he doesn't. You have to be detached from that. But you have to be caring for yourself first, prioritizing yourself, your emotions, your value, your worth first, and then everything else will stem from that. And if he's not the right one, a better man will come in. And because you set those standards and because you set your value, he's going to see it more likely, and he's going to want to commit to you. And he's going to say, like, you're the woman I've been looking for, and I want to devote myself to you. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to be your boyfriend. I want to be your husband. Let's go. And he'll be masculine. He'll take charge, and he'll value your heart. He'll worship it. He'll want to be your man. So you have to be open to that. As tough as it can be, you have to be open to what you ultimately want and the energy you want, rather than being so attached to a specific man, because it may not be him. He may be too damaged, too wounded, too immature, not ready to provide you with what you ultimately want. So hopefully this has given you a powerful guidebook to manage your relationships moving forward, especially with a man, because this is a conversation that can affect almost all aspects of your relationship. So make sure to watch this video again if you need to for extra lessons, extra depth. Share it with a girlfriend who you think this can help. And if you'd like to take our free feminine polarity quiz to get a loving, long-term, and committed relationship with a man you desire, then you can get that by clicking the link in the description or comments below, or by going to femininepolarity.com. We also have our other website that leads to that, getlovequiz.com. Much love. Hope this was helpful. And I look forward to talking to you again in our next powerful training videos very soon. Bye-bye.